Hargy, hargy. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's up, man? It's Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
Giggles going all out on Mother's Day.
Big Mother's Day show.
Big Mother's Day show. What's going on, buddy?
Can I?
What?
Can I hear I can't even hear myself.
Why can't you hear yourself? Turn your headphones up.
There we go. But I can't hear my talking in the microphone.
Why not?
I don't know.
Am
I
up? You should be able to.
Ems, are we up?
You're hilarious. All right, it is Mother's Day, and we are here with you on Mother's Day to give you the spectacular Mother's Day show. Let me say mothers one more time.
Mothers.
All right, I am Dave. Across from me, as always, is my good pal Giggles. And I know you're sitting there, you're sitting at home, and you probably went and hung out with your mom, and you probably ate too much, or you probably got a little too drunk, or whatever it is. You probably had a huge fight. I mean... I'm going to talk to you over there while you're sitting there playing with your headphones and you're not even paying attention to me.
I am listening. I just can't hear myself.
I would like to hear like the ridiculous Mother's Day, like the ones that just end up in a huge brawl. You know, like I bet you there are so many people out there that just end up in this huge brawl, just like family fighting because there's so much like you've been through it.
Oh, yeah.
You
when the mom is just like, it's Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day. Yeah, stop everybody fighting. But you know, like you have the family, they're fighting. There's underlying issues. There's all this other stuff. And it just comes down to like this big brawl, you know?
Right.
It's just like there's no bigger fight than a family fight.
This is the worst.
And then the mother sitting crying in the corner going, why? Or maybe she's the biggest instigator of them all.
It's true. It's true. Well, did you ever ask your mom, be like, when's kids' day? And she's like, it's every day. Did I ever get that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I got that a lot. Yeah, it's always a kid neglect or something along those lines.
What are your thoughts about Mother's Day? Do you think it's a commercialized holiday? And I'm going to ask you this. As I was walking down the streets,
okay, let's hear
flowers,
it.
People selling flowers.
We could actually talk 70, about flowers.
At least 300%.
Did you get your mom
markup.
Flowers?
I tried.
What do you mean you tried? I talked to someone about this already.
I was going to get her flowers, but they couldn't be delivered today. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just
wait.
What
do you mean? Well, first of all, why did you wait till today?
I didn't wait till today. I waited till Friday night.
So they couldn't be delivered. But there's like the 1-800 flowers. That goes overnight.
Yeah, but they were charging $20 to deliver.
So, and how much would it have been?
$50.
How much did your mom spend on you in your entire life?
Probably thousands of
thousands
dollars.
Thousands of hundreds of thousands of dollars. You could spend $50 on your mom. Or at least send her a card. Did you send her a card?
I called her.
Oh, you are the worst. You're the worst son. All right, 646-915-9228. You're sitting there at home. And again, after Mother's Day, a nice Mother's Day, call up. And I think I want to do something here, a couple things.
Yes.
I want you to call up. And I want to do a little contest. We have some CDs, right?
Yes, and that we have to give out.
We have to give out. First of all, you have to give out the old CDs that you still haven't done.
To Mags and to Katie Sina. We know that there are two
really
CDs
dumb.
Out there that we have to give to them.
Yes, we...
You are really dumb.
I know. You really are. You got to get on this. You got to get on this. So here's the one thing I want to do. If you're listening and you want to call in.
There's two stops where it's dead air.
It's probably us being dead air. Whatever.
Plan B McGee is
Plan
in
B
studio.
McGee
she's our
to,
audio engineer. She's making sure everything's sounding okay.
Right. That's
slash
what she's
checking
doing.
Facebook.
There she is. There she is. What's happening, Plan B? All right. So here's what I want to do.
Happy Mother's
I want
Day.
You to call up. And give us your best, most embarrassing mom stories. Either you embarrassed her or she embarrassed you. And I think how many CDs do we have to give away today?
We got a ton. We're going to give away two.
So
at least two.
All right. Maybe top three. Top three stories gets the CD. So call up and get. I'm going to go over to Plan B over sitting over there. She's got no headphones on. It's cool.
Because they don't work.
I can't hear myself.
Plug it into here.
Here's the story about.
Here. Oh, and that. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the story about these headphones.
Maybe it's not turned up. I don't know.
I just wanted everything to work today because I left all this audio gear for the whole week.
got
shit from
it?
Mrs. Giggles all week. She's like, you know, covering it up with blankets and, you know.
Did you keep uncovering it?
No. So she's like, is this going to stay here all week? Is this going to stay? And I was like, you know what? It's going to be, it's going to save us a lot of time.
It's going to save us some time.
And it's here all week. I can't even hear myself.
And you but nothing set up different. Everything worked last week.
Oh, there we go.
This is why you can't
trust
you.
There it is. That's nice. All right. So Mother's Day. Call in.
Mother's Day. So I'm going to go over to Plan B McGee. Plan B, was there ever a time where your mother just flat out embarrassed you?
Flat out embarrassed me.
Flat out embarrassed you.
Gosh. Yes.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think throughout most of my teen years, it was just a general state of embarrassment.
Yeah, I could see that. So, like,
you sprang this on me.
I know. Think about it for a second. Yeah. Here's something that also, like, I was at my cousin's house, and we had... He won't give up. We was at my cousin's house, and she has a kid who's, I think, 18 now in college, and she's like, she just wants to move out. And like, she's like, all we do is fight. You know, it's like that teenaged girl angst.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Why do you just hate your mother at that age?
Because she's a bitch.
But why is she such a bitch?
Because, I don't know. I remember when my mom took away my phone. I don't even know what I did, but I had my own phone. Not my own phone line, just my own, you know, $5 Rite Aid phone.
$5 Rite Aid phone.
Yeah, I saved up.
Well, you got, I think the thing is, when you're a teenager, I think from the ages of maybe 12 to 16, 17, you just hate your mom. You hate your parents. You're like, why won't you let, the headphones are working now. They should be. I plugged them in.
Yeah,
they're working.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Audio issues are rectified.
I think that's what you do over there.
Like the theme of the show.
Yeah, you know. So ages 12 to 19, 18 or whatever, you just can't stand your parents because they won't let you do this. They won't let you do that. But then after, while you're in college, I think you start to respect your parents. You're like, wow, they really did a lot.
Well, it's because you get away from them, you know, like for the most part. But like my cousin, she lives at home and goes to school.
Okay.
So she's got that like extended, like living at home. And now she's like a grown woman living at home. That just is
a little tough.
Borderline.
Yeah.
But then we live in an age where everyone moves back home, which is also an interesting thing.
Well, Scrap's about to do it pretty soon.
You're telling me.
he's on his way there. I was talking with that
guy. This is going to be a little side note. Best week ever.
Yeah.
He's out all week.
It's true.
It's true.
For our listeners at home, Scrap, Downtown, and Dave live together.
Sure.
Three dudes in a three-bedroom apartment. Really, you need a five- or six-bedroom apartment.
For those guys.
Well, for you guys and your junk. You got a ton of junk.
Well, we got a whole basement full of junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we call it bad memories.
Bad memory basement.
There's a lot of bad memories. Bad memory basement.
So Scrap is gone.
Yeah.
Up north.
He's gone to Canada. He took a 10-hour drive with his sister up to Canada to visit his other sister.
Right.
Which will be really interesting. Apparently, there's no internet up there, and there's nothing to do up there. So it's going to be really...
And it's winter.
There's 3 feet of snow. Ugh. Why would you leave like a beautiful spring to go to 3 feet of snow? It's got to be awful.
Didn't you
say ski season just ended?
Just ended. So there's nothing to do.
Terrible.
Ton of mud. Anyways...
What do you got?
Call in with your best mom story.
Best mom story.
I tell you, I'll take a call right now. I'll give you a signed CD.
Signed CD.
Okay. Yeah. Now, my question is, are you going to say that you give the signed CD and then not send it out? Or are you going to send them out?
No, I will. I promise.
You promise?
Right. I promise to send it out.
Because this is like the only job I give you. It's like really the only thing I ask
you. You need a
PA. And you need a PA for the things that you do. Like, and then also, like, I get here. You weren't here.
Well, you said, give us a story. Give us a story.
What? I said I was going to be here at 8, and I was here a little bit before 8, like 5 minutes before. And I get here, dark. Everything is dark.
Oh,
and I'm like, ugh. And I, luckily, because we'll get into it in a second, I don't have a phone.
It's true.
And we'll get into that in a second. But I don't have a phone, so I luckily got internet access, and I had my iPad. I'm like, where are you? They're like, at the grocery store.
I was getting dinner.
But you're at the grocery store 20 blocks away when you have a grocery store at the end of your...
Well, I was on the way, and
all
I was looking.
Tell me about it.
I was looking for those freaking Deb. I'm gonna say it right now. Freaking Deb gets me this toilet scrubber that you have to, you know, it's disposable. It's great, but every store in Queens, I can't find the scrubber refills. So our toilet right now, it's a shit sty. I mean, it's not a shit sty, but it's not as clean as I like my clean toilet. You know, and I've been looking for these, you know, the scrubbers all around town, Home Depot. Dwayne
Lee, Home Depot?
Everywhere. No. Flea scrubbers can't find them. So
that's
now
how
I
they get you.
Do I have a dirty toilet? Thanks to Deb.
To Deb.
And then Mrs.
Because
Giggles.
She got you the thing and you can't find it. Maybe they're only in Jersey.
Maybe
it's a Jersey thing. All right, so go on.
And Mrs. Giggles wants the scraper or
the
whatever.
The motion you're doing right now is amazing.
Yeah.
But that you put back in the little
toilet,
the little cup thing, you know, the little
everybody has.
That
you put the brush
but then you look at the bottom of the cup and it's full of like shit particles.
Yes.
I don't want that in my bathroom.
So what's the alternative? Just put the shit particles right on the floor. You need a container.
There's got to be a better way.
There's
got to be a better way.
That's something. You could make some.
Well, they have that spray now. You just spray it in there.
But
and
that
it kind
doesn't
of
get
clean
the,
yourself.
You got to scrape it.
So then
I took two today. Before four. You got to scrape it.
All right. Wow.
When that toilet's dealing with the traffic that it does.
It's a high traffic zone.
Well, when you're sitting around all day, you and a cat.
Listen.
It's bound to get interesting. You leave the door open when you go for the cat?
He comes
does
in.
He walk by and look at you and be like, I'm ashamed.
He comes in and he gives me a little meow and then he gets out of Dodge.
He's like, wow, this is awful. I'm out of here.
This is terrible. But I cleaned his litter box today.
Yeah.
And I'm actually enjoying that because
keep a very tidy litter box.
I think
he's cleaning it.
The cat deserves
sure.
it.
The cat that, well, last time I came here, it was like, you were like, yeah, I cleaned it last week. And I was like, you got to clean that thing at least every other day.
It's true.
And now you're on top of it.
It's covered.
All right. 646-915-9228. Give us a call in. Tell us about moms. Tell us about when you were growing up. Whatever. We're here for you. And I'm looking at you.
That's true. And we're going to get into some Dave and Giggles Subway Adventures. We got some Subway stories this week
you
that happened.
You got some big ones, huh?
I got some big Subway stories.
You're going
big. You going to give me that sounder?
You want to do it right now?
That's why we have a rundown.
All right. Well, I didn't know you wanted it right this second, but I'll get it.
Christos, our producer, off-site producer, talks to me for about 30, 45 minutes today and, you know, give me some topics and
give me some topics.
Stuff. But does he show up?
No. Off-site producer. He's just like every other one.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Dave's Subway Adventures.
You love my sounders, don't you?
Those are good sounders. So I'm on the subway, and I get on the subway, and I'm a little late for work. I think you should change it to Dave and Giggles Subway Adventures. But I'm on the subway. I'm late for work, and this chick gets on there with her boyfriend or guy friend or whatever.
Okay.
And she gets on there, and I think it was the first time that I just got annoyed at somebody talking. Like, she was, you know the girls that have those kind of voices that just grate on you? She was like,
I like so, so she's sitting like how many how far away from
she's
you?
She's sitting kind of like maybe 7 to 8 feet away from me. But
okay.
She's talking about nothing, you know?
Who is she talking to?
To her boyfriend or her friend, just some guy.
Were they talking back or were they just like
he was just like
listening, listening, really.
Two people. He was just listening. And she had that grating voice where she's just like, you know, talk like, you know, just like a you know, just crazy, you know? And I felt for the guy. I was like, oh, buddy, I feel for you. Because it's just that type of girl that just talks and you're just like, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Tune you out.
But, and she was loud. And
okay.
So everybody on the train could hear what she was talking about. And nothing that she was talking
That's
about was really interesting.
That's
like, I was listening.
Worst.
I could hear every word
sure,
of it.
Sure,
and I was like, this is not interesting. You know, if you're going to talk and everybody
so what was
hear
she
it.
Talking about that was so not interesting?
It was she works at a fitness place and somebody was going to be a personal trainer and it was doing this and that. And I just shut off.
You shut off.
I shut off. And I was a little late for work and I was a little angry.
Oh, this was when?
This was when I went fishing
yesterday. Let's talk about fishing.
So fishing. The hull.
So you go with the hull fishing.
Downtown
the hull.
We're out of Mill Basin, New York. How do we sound? We sound good?
It sounds good.
All right. All right. So I got a couple emails. One email actually that says she can't hear us, but
she
I
should
think
turn
everything,
up her volume.
Yeah, maybe just restart. But we got a good amount of listeners tonight, so that's really sweet.
That's really good.
Like
no.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's true.
It's
all right,
good.
So you go fishing with a hull, which actually like literally scared me a little bit.
Really?
Like you and Hull alone is
what?
It scares me a little bit.
I think
like,
you're a little jealous.
No, it's not that I'm jealous. It's that I'm like, you know, like you're an interesting breed. Like, and Hull is like an interesting breed in itself. Mixing you guys together, it's a little odd.
But we have the common thread of fishing.
You do
like
have
the goal
common.
Is to
so
catch fish.
So you grew
fish.
Up in Florida.
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of fishing down in Florida?
Shit ton of fishing.
So, all right. So let me describe the one good thing is that you were the first catch of the season.
It's true.
Me and Ryan went fishing and we caught nothing last time.
Ryan and
he
I.
didn't catch anything with you. You were the only one to catch anything, right?
Is it Ryan and I? Ryan and I went fishing?
Yeah.
It is. All right. I'm going to correct
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't matter.
Because if you say me and then you're saying Ryan's mean.
Mean.
I'm That's big into I grammar remember. Lately.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh,
God.
So like it's the end of the day and you have to get to work, right?
Right.
And there's nobody's caught anything. And then so apparently this I didn't know. You got some Black and Mild cigarettes.
It's true,
right? And Ryan said you're out there and you have one a pole in one end. You're trying to light this thing and you couldn't light it. And as soon as you get like something lit, you get a catch and you're like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Like every time a caller calls, you get really excited.
It's true.
So you reeled him in and like he said you did good. I was actually impressed. You did good. And it took how long? Did it take you to reel this guy in?
Like maybe 2 to 3 minutes. It wasn't bad.
He was a big fish. Yeah,
big,
yeah. So
one of the biggest fish.
Pretty good.
It was a good fight. Ryan, I have to say, it wasn't just me that caught the fish. Is that right?
It wasn't just I that caught the fish.
It makes for great radio. Yeah. You make sure that every sentence crap. Is grammatically perfect.
But Ryan was the captain of the boat.
Shit. All right.
You know what I'm saying? He bought the
Who's
fuel.
Who's the first mate?
I'm the first mate.
I am.
No.
I am the first mate.
I backed
mate.
The boat into present. The water when he first got
yeah,
it
that
last
was,
year.
You were the first mate 2 years ago. This year I had to clean that boat, the you barnacles scraped? Off the bottom, which
yeah.
was horrible. It wasn't as bad as I'm making it out to be, but it was like we killed thousands and thousands of barnacles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you got to.
Yeah, you have
it's,
to.
Them or the boat.
Fish loved it. I mean, the birds loved it, though. All right, so go on.
So fishing. So I get this fish in there. We get this fish in there because it's really a team effort.
Yeah.
And then I felt this, like, I felt awesome.
The adrenaline kicked in.
It was a huge fish, and I was like, I want to provide. I want to, like, show up with, like, you know, fillets of fish for the lady and be like, babe, I caught this today, you know?
From the Hudson River.
So, all right, so real quick, a little side note. So Ryan mentioned this, too, that you're really into this word, and I'm going to use air quotes, providing.
Providing.
Providing. Like,
I want to be a hunter-gatherer. Like, I want to come back with, like, a... You know, if I went out hunting for
maybe
deer and turkey...
Maybe you should get a job. Maybe you should get a
he
job.
He provides me with a lot of great YouTube videos.
I'm sure he does. He sits around all day. He's got nothing else to do.
And I picked up and dropped her off at the airport, Ems McGee. Yeah.
That was really nice of you. Yeah. I mean, you got
really
the car.
Sweet. And then I thought about this, and this is... Should I start giving airport rides for like $20?
That's a little excessive. $20?
I think so. It has to be cheaper than
like
that.
Like 10.
Just gotta
it's got to be like, yo, I'll give you a little gas or something.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're just giving rides like to just random people or like friends of friends. Because then how much is it to get to the airport? It's like $45.
JFK. I'll do JFK. It for 30.
See,
what?
Now you're going high again. All right, so anyway, you catch this fish,
I
right?
catch this fish.
And there's a snapshot, which I think I'm going to put on the main page of davengiggles.blogspot.com. Yeah. And you're so jammed up, and you still got the Black and Mild cigarettes sticking out of your mouth, but not lit. And how do you feel about the catch?
I feel awesome. And I wanted the catch to be bluefish. It was a giant bluefish.
It was a giant bluefish.
12 pounds. I wanted it to be edible. I was like, is it edible? And he's like, no, they're really oily. And I was like, ah!
If it was I wouldn't eat anything out of Jamaica Bay to begin with.
Really?
Yeah. It's just that's where so many things end up. Like the
bodies.
East River goes through there. The you know everything goes through there. It's just nasty. I wouldn't do it personally.
All right. Well, I didn't.
Right.
But you know, but the Black and Mild. I had this photo. You know, I had this photo on there with the Black and Mild. I was like, this looks good. You know, I don't smoke cigars, but I asked the lady at the gas station. So I was like, listen, I'm going fishing. I want some cheap cigars.
It's hilarious.
You know?
And I was so mad when I saw the cigars because I got you a cigar for your birthday.
But
you said they make you.
I know.
You got
I
me
know.
The big, I think it's
which
the wooden
never
tip.
Gave me. Never gave me.
I got it right here. I'll give
it's
it to you right now.
It's probably bad now. That was so long ago.
March?
That's a long time ago.
But it's
for
the
a cigar.
Wooden tip. It's the wooden tip cigars that are the, it's just nice. So you're not like, you
what,
don't
the
have
the Black
that
and
taste.
Mild?
Yeah.
646-915-9228. Give us a call. I know you want to. Just let us know what's going on. I know you're out there. I know a lot of you listen out there.
All right. This just in.
All right.
Big news.
Big news.
It's been a week.
Okay. We'll get into that. I still want to do one more thing about the fish. So the fish.
We're not done with the fish.
We're not done with the fish. So the fish you catch, right? So you feel good about this fish, right? And then you let it go. You think that thing lived?
Yeah.
Did you see the amount of blood that was coming out of the mouth? You destroyed that fish.
I got
fish.
It right in the...
Yeah, you destroyed that fish. You probably broke his jaw.
No.
You probably broke his jaw.
No. I think that fish lived. Fish are, you know, if...
What? Fish have no feelings?
We caught about 7 to 8 bait fish. This is the thing.
And killed them all.
Killed them all. Well, you know, it's the higher power. It's the food chain. You know?
Yeah, but you're not eating any of these fish.
No, but you're using these fish to catch bigger fish so that you can eat them.
To throw back in.
And these fish, there's millions of them, and nobody's eating these
millions
fish.
Of them.
They're called bunker.
I know, they're called bunker.
I'm just educating you on these fish. But how you catch these bait fish, it's a little bit graphic, but you throw a treble hook,
right,
which is three, into the schools of fish, and then you yank it, and you get them right through the tail or the back. Mm. And then, you know, hopefully you want to use the live ones to get bigger fish. It was awesome. It was a great day. It was fantastic. And then I catered a bat mitzvah.
And then you catered a bat mitzvah.
And showed everybody. I was like, I showed them the picture of my fish. I was pretty proud of it. It was great.
A pretty impressive picture.
It was a good day.
It was. I was very impressed.
Thank you.
So you were going on. It's been a week.
It's been a week. Since OBL,
OBL
has passed away, which here's the big passed thing for this week. I'm just going to say OBL because everybody knows who OBL is. We don't have to say his name.
Yeah, go on.
You
going to
play that?
I was trying to play something. It wasn't coming through for some reason. Yeah. Go on.
So OBL, it's been a week. And here's the thing that I've been hearing lately is people don't believe it happened. Like 80% or I don't know what the percentage is of it, but a lot of people don't buy into it. They're like, okay, wait. So there's no photos, and he was buried at sea. So, okay. I mean, I would say chances are maybe, you know, 90% that it actually happened.
Yeah.
And he was killed. But that leads me into my question, and I need your undivided attention.
I'm listening.
This. Why didn't they use rubber bullets or a taser? Shot to the head. Shot above the left temple.
Why would they do that?
Just to stun him. And to keep him alive. Do you think he'd have been more dangerous alive than dead?
Probably. I think it would have turned our celebration into like that we had, which is also ridiculous. But it would have turned it into like this bloodthirsty, blood curdling like pitch where everyone would have been like, "Yes, let's bring him out into the street and just throw rocks at him until he's dead."
Yeah.
You know, I think it would have been just like that. You know.
Well, this gets me to the celebration aspect of things because we were watching it. The last show we did, we had to do a second show. We came back on.
Annex show.
And I'm watching the news and I'm watching these people that are downtown at the World Trade Center celebrating. And they're getting into the cameras. They're getting in front of the cameras and they're just
loving it.
Looking. You know, and they're just kind of like, you know, it was weird. It was these weird people getting in front of the cameras that I just didn't get the sense of why they were there. You know, they were looking at the camera. It felt like they wanted to be there for the fame aspect of being in front of the cameras.
Sure.
Then being like, oh, no, this is a you know big day for America. We finally got him.
We finally got the guy we've been searching for so long.
Just weird dudes with like weird eyes.
They didn't care.
It was
they
didn't care.
Weird eyes.
I don't know.
Weird
I was freaked
eyes.
Out.
I think, Jailhouse Joe said, you don't know what you're talking about. I do like the one thing that I do like is that I don't know if Obama planned this. But, like, he comes out with the birth certificate, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, 4 days later, you have Osama being captured and killed. Now the birthers have gone to the deathers, and they want to see the death certificate.
Really?
Yeah, so that's the whole new, like, thing.
Well, it's kind of like, it's like, well, I'm going to try to sound smart when I say this. Technology and Apple and all these different companies, when they release something, it's like, oh, we're not going to release the iPad 2 until this date. I feel like they knew that this was coming. They're like, all right. We're not going to release the news until Celebrity Apprentice, until after the birth certificate, until after, you know, all this, after
all this
the
stuff.
White House press conference, or was it press secretary's dinner, the correspondents' dinner,
all that
stuff, the roast, you know? That was good, wasn't it? Did you see that?
No,
Seth Meyers and Obama bashing Trump?
No, that was pretty good. That's old school, though. That's old news.
It is old news. I'm sorry. I mean, it's been a week.
It's cool. I don't know why my board's not working right now. Weird.
Are you plugged in?
Yeah, I'm plugged in. What are you going to do?
It's surprising that we're having audio issues.
I mean, what are you going to do?
So Jailhouse Joe.
Jailhouse
working
Joe.
On Croton Falls. I want to see the release. I want to watch this.
I don't know how close it is. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Because a lot of people, here's the thing with this Kickstarter stuff. They throw, you know, thousands of dollars in there. They want to see some stuff. They want to see some investment on their, there it is.
Week in review. Pew, pew, pew. Week in review.
Right. Well, that's working.
All
right.
There you
go. All right.
They want to see some investment.
Yes.
They want to see return on their investment. They're like, you know, I'm sure, you know, few people threw a couple hundred, couple thousand.
He's listening now, so I'm interested to see if he's going to call in and give you the once over.
That's true.
I haven't talked to him in a while, so I don't know where he's at as far as the editing. I know that's what he was doing last. What do you got for me over there?
All right. So, Amy Poehler, last night I'm catering. She's friends with this, the bat mitzvah girl in the family. She comes up to me. I'm holding a glass of drinks, and she says hi to me. It's the first time a celebrity has been nice to Giggles. And I was like, you know what? Amy Poehler, you're all right in my book. You're nice. I like
Wait, what did she do?
She's like, hi, how are you?
This is at what event?
The bat mitzvah I did last night.
Oh, so Amy Poehler was there. Who's on, what is she on, Community or something, one of those shows?
Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Rec, that's right.
Parks and Recreation.
646-915-9228. So go on. So she's there.
And she's
were you all up in your shit?
No, I was just like, hey, you know, can I get you anything?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a star fucker are you? If you see someone, will you...
3?
But you'll go up to him and talk to him.
No. No, I'll ask him if I'm in a service position. I'll
if you're not in a service position, you see someone on the street.
No.
You won't do anything.
No, because I feel like if they weren't somebody that was famous, would I even go up to them? You know, like, let them have their peace. Why be one more person that's like, oh, I really respect your work. I love you. Oh, my fiance loves you.
That's right up your alley.
No, it's not. No. No, it's not. You don't know me.
You don't know me.
You don't know where I'm from. Shit.
Shit.
This just in.
What you got?
Kentucky Derby.
All right. Kentucky, this not just did. This was yesterday.
Long shot wins. Animal
he had
Kingdom.
This just in.
This just
paper.
In. Did you write that yesterday? This just in for tomorrow. Hilarious.
So, Animal Kingdom wins. Kentucky Derby, which brings me to this. If you were a horse, would you want to be ridden?
So, Jailhouse Joe says, I'm working on it. Don't feel like calling, coughing way too much. Poor boy's sick. So we'll let him rest. We'll let him hang out. So if I was an animal, what?
Excuse
me. If you were, all right, here's my question.
Yeah?
I'm glad you gave me a little bit of leeway on this question. If you were a horse.
Because you would not think this through.
If you were a horse, if you were a racehorse, all right. What would you want your name to be?
So if you were a racehorse?
If you were a racehorse.
Why wouldn't you say if you owned a horse, what would you call it?
I just want you, if you're a racehorse, like what would you want your name to be?
I saw a good one the other day.
What was that?
Glue if I lose.
Oh my Ooh. God!
That's not a good.
Why not? Right. 646-915-9228. Tell us what you'd name your horse. No, no, wait. I'm sorry. If you were a horse, what would your name?
What would you name yourself? Or ridiculous. Wish that you were named?
That's ridiculous.
All right. If you could be any animal in the world, what would it be?
Here, I got something. Something a little better. So
answer my question.
This is actually it's an annex to your question. So this
I hope
week,
you use that word right.
Yeah, this annex? Week. Yeah, it's an addition.
It's the second time.
Yeah. So this week, Florida is the first state to pass a bestiality law where you can't have sex with animals. First of all, why does Florida need this so badly?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's awkward.
Awkward, right?
And so, what classifies sex with animals? Like, I love Noah, the little cat, you know, but like what, you know, I scoop his poop and, you know, like give him a little like hip rubs and stuff like that, but
you're
you know,
from
you what?
Florida and I'm suddenly nervous about your cat.
Exactly. Like, do you sit this at home and just cat. You and he does look a little different.
He's relaxed.
Like he's got a secret. He just doesn't feel like
All right,
he
can so tell. The annex to your question is, so you said, what animal would you want to be if you could be an animal?
Yeah.
What animal would you have sex with? What's the best looking animal that there is?
Oh gosh. I'd say like a centaur.
Well, that's not fair.
No, that's a mixture. Well, and they're usually men, I think. I've never seen a woman centaur in history. Like in the old mythological books or anything. Yeah. Always men.
Really?
Yeah. I think, whatever.
It's interesting. That's what you choose.
Yeah. All right, so Plan B McGee.
Plan B McGee's in studio. You're still having sex with animals. All right, Plan B McGee, I haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to?
I've been back at the circus.
The old circus. The circus is in town.
So tell us about, they're flying you left and right, because I'm driving you there.
Yeah, you are.
So
you're driving her back and forth?
To the airport.
Oh.
I fly her, that's why I'm thinking.
How many times?
Twice.
He took
back
me
and
there.
Forth.
And he took
okay.
Me, yeah.
The only thing I got out of it was coffee and a donut.
I
thought I was getting breakfast.
What?
You are really dumb.
Coffee and a donut's breakfast.
Mm.
What kind of donut?
Chocolate sprinkled.
Oh no, nothing filling.
No. Yeah. I need like an egg McMuffin. Give me like a sausage McMuffin. Or something.
Did she just get it for you without asking?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. So like, what's the etiquette on that? Like getting for something for someone. but not asking them and getting it for him. So it's like a surprise.
Well, I asked him if he wanted coffee, and he was even reluctant about that. He was like, oh, I made coffee.
Well, I had coffee really in the morning, you know.
So you didn't want
to. I wanted breakfast. I wanted like her to take me out to brunch.
I didn't. Oh, you know, I'm not a mind reader, Giggles.
You got to ask.
I would have done it.
You got to ask. But what is the etiquette on that? So, like, if you get something for someone, like, so say you're like, I'm going to run in the store and grab something. You get something for someone else. But what if they don't like it? Like,
I say you just take it.
You get it anyway?
Just be thankful.
Just be thankful. So Giggles was not thankful.
Damn, you know, sprinkle donut.
It's 9:30.
Yeah. 646-915-9228.
I told my mom I'd call her at 9:30.
All right, let's give your mom a call.
So I got to write down her. I got to write down her number because I'm not going to throw this on the air. All right. So I'm only going to call my mom if you call yours.
Just give me the phone number.
No. Write your number
down. We're going to call Plan B McGee's mom after this.
All right. Write your mom's number down here. Because right now, here's the thing.
Give me that.
Dave is reluctant to call his mom because she thinks our show is a little X-rated. And I would say this is all Dave's fault because I try to have a clean show.
Go fuck yourself.
But example A, you got to get
that,
all.
0540?
Yeah.
What is your hair? You're the worst handwriting.
I got a penmanship award in first grade.
And you stopped.
Right. So the questions we're going to ask.
We're calling her right now.
Yeah. Is, all right. I don't think she's listening.
What is that?
Crickets. Cool. I recorded that.
Ma?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Should I just call you Ike?
No, Mike. You're on Dave and Giggles. How you doing tonight?
I can't hear you.
You're on the radio show. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay.
Good. All right, so we're going to ask you a couple questions. First question is, did you enjoy your Mother's Day today?
Yes, I did.
Now,
if my son had been here, I would have enjoyed it even more.
Oh, okay.
What a jerk.
Aww. All right.
And he didn't even send you a card.
The so card? The card is in the mail, Mom. All right.
Making up his present when he comes down here because he's going to do a few things for me
around the house.
She puts me to work when I go down there. It's a working vacation.
What kind of things do you need done?
I have a picture of him. It's like he's here. A silver picture that says "my boy."
A picture is a good replacement. So all right. So what kind of things do you need him to do around the house?
Mostly in the yard. He's going to do some updating for me.
A little yard work. All right. I like it.
When he's in and out more than one day.
That's true. I'm a fly-by-night operation.
You are.
So he doesn't stay long enough to do any yard work.
All right. Now, Mom, here's my question for you. We got a few more questions, but this is the one I want to talk about. Mother's.
I can talk louder. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
All right. Here, bump my audio up.
You're good.
My mom can't
hear me. I turned
her
up.
All right. So, Mother's Day. Do you think every day should be on Mother's Day? It's the holiday of Mother's Day. Do you think it should be an everyday occurrence, or do you think that it's kind of a over commercialized thing where people have to buy flowers and they have to take moms out to brunch and it's sort of like, you know, do you think the feeling should be every day should be Mother's Day because you birthed me and a couple other people?
Well, wouldn't that be nice? I don't think that'll happen.
On an average, how often does he call you?
Michael?
Yeah, little Mikey boy. Does he neglect his mother?
He calls pretty frequently.
Yeah? Would you say he's kind of like a mama's boy?
I'll call him, and if he doesn't call me, I'll pull his gas card. Oh, damn.
Your mom's paying for your gas?
Terrible.
She gives me gas cards every once in a while, like a $25 gift certificate or something like that.
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, she's going to cut you off.
All right, so, Mom, this is a two-part question. All right. The time when you were the most proud of me and the time when you were the most angry at me. In either order.
Well, I can, and you probably know the answer to this, the one I was most angry, but then by the time you showed up, I was so relieved that you weren't dead in the Hudson River.
In the Hudson.
I was glad to see you. Yeah, we remember the trip we took up, I think it was to your sister's graduation in upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
At Word of Life when your dad and I, you were what?
13, 12,
maybe,
something like that.
Yeah, dad's you were club. Into the rollerblading on everything, steps and curbs and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to go rollerblading with a group of kids from Staten Island, and you went to the
weird.
Bridge.
It's true.
You remember? Yeah, of course you remember that.
Yeah, so for our listeners at home, I went rollerblading when I was about 11 or 12. I was from Florida, and I was up in New York City for the first time.
All right.
And I found these guys from Staten Island, and we were out on the Brooklyn Bridge, and we were rollerblading, and I felt like freedom. I was amazed.
Little 11-year-old
in the big city.
Wearing girls' underwear.
And my dad was like, all right, meet me here at the South Street Seaport at 3. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, I came back, and my dad, my whole family thought I was dead because there's no cell phones. And I just, you know, I was in heaven and I didn't check in and everybody thought I was dead. And my mom freaked out. And
sure she did.
So that's probably when I guess that's when you were the most angry or worried and upset with me. Ma?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was probably.
I'd be pissed too. I would be pissed.
All right. So let's go around the other side. Around the other side, the most proud of
on
your boy.
On the positive side.
On the positive side. Nothing.
Oh, God. The crickets. Yeah, that's perfect now.
All right. So when were you the most proud of the little boy, the little lad? When did you really feel like in your heart?
The little lad.
The little lad. When were you like in your heart, you were like, I raised him right.
Let's see.
I told you to think about these, Bob. I called you an hour ago. I said these are the
she
questions.
Said time to think about it.
You prepped her. I prepped her.
That's hilarious.
Oh, you know,
I have an answer, Michael.
She's got nothing.
She's got nothing.
There was a couple times because. The earliest time was because I always raised them. They were brought up to love the Lord and to brought up as Christians, and honesty was always a very important thing.
This is true.
And not to take anything that didn't belong to you. And I don't know if you even remember this, Michael. We were in a car repair place.
Uh huh.
And there was one of those vending machines, and there was money in it, and you found the money and went and gave it to the man at the counter because it didn't belong
to
you. So I was quite proud of you then.
That's adorable.
That's how old the most proud
she's ever been of me. Return
and
chase.
It would never do that now. That would be in the pocket.
How old was he when this happened?
He was young.
It was a long time ago.
That's great. So,
and he also, I was very proud of him. He always, also when my mom, his grandmother lived by herself in Lauderdale, he would always go up at least once a week from when he was in college. We do things.
That's nice.
And he always kept in touch with his relatives.
That's pretty sweet.
That is nice.
Which was an important thing, yes.
Yeah.
Such a good little boy.
Thank you, Mom.
He's a good little boy. He is.
Well, Mom, you know, I'm going to let you go, but before I let you go, I want to say I love you. I want to say Happy Mother's Day, and I want to say thank you for taking our call. I didn't think that she was going to do this. Yeah. She's like, oh, the David, what? You're going to put me on the radio show?
She loves it. She's a ham. I want to say to Mrs. Giggles, Happy Mother's Day from the Dave and Giggles Show. We love you. We do.
Well, thank you very much. I love you too, Michael.
All right.
Michael, you can tell him about your sister's hamster also. That was another
boy.
Funny story.
I don't know if I want to know about you and hamster.
I don't want to know.
Oh, it's a good one. This is a good segue. I'll talk about the sister's hamster, and then we'll get into your mom. We're going to call Dave's mom.
I love you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Love you too, Mom.
Have a good show.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, Mom.
Hold on a second. Caller, you're on the air.
What's happening, boys?
Hey, Johnny. What's going on?
Johnny on the move.
Here to call you guys up and say what up. Here,
what's
technical is sounding great.
Thank you.
Good.
Good.
Sounds good.
Nice.
So what's going on, buddy? How's the new place?
it set up nice. I just moved into this crazy apartment, and yeah.
How's Marv adapting? You what?
Every part of my body is creaking and bruised. My back, my knees.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I had a little bicep, like pain, but I was pretty good. How's Marv adapting? How's your cat adapting to the new place?
He's adapted well. He's sitting on his new perch as we speak, looking out the window.
Nice. So here's an interesting thing that I want to ask you. So when you left the old place, it was downright disgusting. How did your landlord take to it? Old landlord.
I met up with the landlord. I said, listen, the place is a mess.
Disgusting.
I might have to get it clean for you. He said, don't worry about it. I said, maybe you should take a look at it. I went up there, we looked around, said, no problem. We shook hands. He said, I'm sorry I had to make you go for my daughter, but, good luck and everything. And I walked away stupefied, but completely free and clear.
Very nice. Very nice. Good work. All right, Johnny. Give us your best Mother's Day story. When were you either embarrassed by your mom or you embarrassed your mom?
Oh, no, I'll tell you a great embarrassing moment. When I was in my fraternity back in college, I was part of risk management, which meant I had to have somebody come and talk about, some kind of, issue that, fraternity kids would have. My mom, being in a nursing position, an educator position, came and gave a talk on sex and sexual abuse. And sexual misconduct.
Wow. Jesus.
She came into my entire fraternity, a whole bunch of fraternity guys. And,
college?
She asked for questions. And one of my fraternity brothers says, let's say you're being intimate with a woman. My mom looks him dead in the eye and goes, you mean like fucking? Wow.
You're sitting there sinking in your chair.
She did not hold back, but she got them all to talk about openly because she wasn't afraid to... sort of let the curses fly or, anything left.
So, she's letting it loose.
So, John, this is my question for you. Was your mom or your dad the one to talk to you about the birds and the bees?
The birds.
It was actually definitely my dad at first. And then we learned a lot. They didn't tell us much. They just told us the basics.
Gotcha.
I remember coming home from school one day. I was probably in fourth grade. Asking, I wanted to know what a blowjob was and what an orgy was, and I asked my parents.
Wow. Kids say the darndest things.
That's hilarious.
Well, Johnny, hey, good luck on the new place.
Anything, so I took them literally. What's a blowjob? What's an orgy?
You're not supposed to blow. It could kill a man, supposedly. I've never done it, but I've heard it could be bad. All right, Johnny, thanks for calling in. Good luck with the new place, and
thank you. Yeah, cheers. Show. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Without them, none of us would even be here, right?
This is true. Very true.
Very true. Very true.
All right. For the listeners at home, thank you, Johnny.
All right. Take care, fellas.
For listeners at home, little pat on your back, Dave. You went up there Saturday and helped them move, which is nice. And I got a call. Well, Ryan and I are on the boat.
All right.
The Hull, downtown. The Hull. On the boat fishing, and I get a call from Johnny on Ryan's phone.
Okay.
Being like, where's Dave? Has Dave left yet? And Ryan's like, listen, I'm on the boat. I don't know.
Wait, who are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about John. Yeah, I have no phone.
You have no phone.
I have no phone.
How's that been for you?
It's actually been really, really, at first, it was so difficult.
What are you on, day five, day four?
Something like that, maybe even longer. I can't even remember.
No,
yeah.
No.
And so basically, at first, it was like, I can't do anything. I carry my iPad around with me wherever I go, but I don't have internet access unless I'm at home or at work.
Why didn't you get the 3G, bro?
Because it's so much more money. It's ridiculous. True. But anyway, so at first it was really hard. Now it's kind of, you remember when you were young and you would not have a phone, obviously, and you would get home and you'd see five messages on your answering machine. You'd be like, all right, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like that kind of has been brought back to me where it's like, I'll get home. I'll wait till I get home and I'll check my email and I'll be like, all right. So basically usually is one email from Costco, but that anticipation of being like, all right, I could wait till I get home to see if I got anything. And it's kind of bringing back a lot of things, and it also gives me an excuse to be like, yep, can't talk to you,
no.
Got no phone.
No.
So it's this unpluggedness that's kind of nice.
I called Joe, Jailhouse Joe, today, and I was like, Joe, I'm doing a bit tonight. I'm going to talk about, Dave's friends and, how has Dave not having a phone affected you?
Okay.
And Joe's answer was like, nah, not really at all.
No, I don't talk to him anyway.
And this leads me to believe that it has affected me More than anybody else
totally
in your life.
Totally is affected
because
you.
Because I want to call you. And I, like, I'm just like, I can't talk to you. Yeah. I can't. It's terrible.
I have not even, like, you could check your voicemail with, calling your phone. I haven't done that yet. So I probably have a bunch of voicemails.
Why? Why don't you have a phone? What's
well, I dropped it
why?
And I broke
why?
It.
Why?
Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Good show.
So I dropped it, and the screen shattered. And I think I went into this like last week or the week before, but the screen shattered, and I had to send it back. I have like a third party thing, insurance thing, so I had to send it back before they send me the new one. Oh. And it's been in like I check the website every day that's supposed to tell me what's going on with it, and it says we're waiting for it to be delivered to you. So it's like it's been so long, and I just kind of forgot.
You're not getting it back.
I'm not getting a phone. So you know what? I'm done with phones.
Why didn't you take your SIM card out and put it in a temporary phone?
I did, and I have a temporary phone. I just haven't gone down yet. I kind of wanted to like check the whole week out and see what it would be like to not have a phone.
I didn't have a. I think I'm the latest to not have a phone. I didn't have a phone until senior year of college.
That's pretty late.
Is that latest than everybody in the studio? That's my point here. I'm trying to get. You know.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, like junior year, I think. I got one.
But
so
I think it depends on what year, you know.
You graduated?
Yeah.
It's true.
What class are you, Giggles?
99. No. 2003.
Yeah, same as me. I thought we were the same.
Yeah.
Senior year is pretty.
I think the most interesting thing is like talking to like a 25-year-old or a 21-year-old. And like they grew up where they had phones at like 12, 13.
Yeah, kids these days are having phones at
when they're like
eight or nine.
Yeah, it's just really bizarre to me. And it's like they will never understand like what I was just talking about, that glee of being able to like come home to see if a girl called you on the answering machine or anything like that. And I can just imagine because I was sitting at my cousin's, and I hope they're not listening, but I was sitting at my cousin's house today and their 13-year-old daughter, she has a new boyfriend, so I was ragging on her about that. And, like, she was on her phone the whole time. And I'm like, what is she doing on her phone?
It's different.
Like, how easy is it to just start sexting? Like, without your parents knowing? Mm-hmm. Without, like, just sitting there and, like, because you don't have that face-to-face thing where it's awkward.
Yeah.
You just have a phone. So you're just typing and it doesn't matter. You know? It's like, it's really, it's I think it's such a terrible thing.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
We
kids
used to pass notes, but we would never.
I mean, I think as far as probably like majority of parents, they probably do like have like a nightly, like I'm checking your phone.
I hope
you know?
So.
Like, I think that's probably something that's like worked in. But like as a kid, we never had anything like that. You know, like what did we ever have? Like snail mail, like some girl would send you a mail, like whatever.
Oh,
that
did I ever tell you this story?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is good. So sixth grade, I'm in love with this girl named April. Love.
Like,
oh, gosh.
You would be in love with her.
She was so
hot. What
was
his name?
April.
His?
All right, so her name's April. And I'm crushed. Like, here's the thing. Like, when I crush on a girl, I crush hard. Sixth grade, crushing on this girl, April.
Shit.
Has braces.
All right.
Blonde hair. Cute. Little gorgeous.
Blue eyes.
Oh, I think they were green.
Green eyes.
I don't know. But anyways, crushed on her.
His name was April.
This is a little.
He's from Florida.
So
it was
I ask her out
or something.
In a letter. I write a love note.
You write a love note?
I write a love
note.
What
did you say in the love note?
And this gets me back to the whole penmanship thing.
Okay.
I write the love note in bubble letters.
So it looks like it's from a girl.
Wait, like 3D bubble letters?
Bubble letters. Like, oh you know, like God. Bubble, like, oh, it was terrible. I wish I still had this. This would be amazing to scan it and like look at it right now. But I wrote her a love note, like asking her out in bubble,
in bubble letters.
They were good. I was good.
Was it like, would you date me? One box that says yes, one
no,
box
no,
that says
no. It
says check it.
It was a full page, like filled.
Oh, man.
And just like.
You were so awkward even as
tight,
a child.
Yeah, tight bubble letters. Which brings me to my next topic. I want to, like, the most awkward ever way you've asked a girl or a guy out. Come on. I just threw the bubble letters down there. Yeah. I want to hear something from you. We need to connect. We need to open up. Let's open up.
There was one time in college that I was like infatuated with this girl the whole semester. Sweating her. And she sat in the front of the class. And the last day of class, I finally got up to like the balls to ask her out. And I was like, hey, do you want to go out? And I thought I was going to be able to get my mom's car for that weekend. And she denied me. So I had to bring her to the diner down the road. And she was just like, what is this? She was just embarrassed to be with me. She never called me again.
So she just had to talk to you. You had nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go. It was awkward as hell.
Ms. McGee, you, I mean, Do you ever ask? Do you ask guys out? Are you that type of forward girl?
Forward girl?
Forward girl.
Do you think it's right for a girl to ask a guy out?
Yes, absolutely.
I think I was talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about, because they were living in Europe somewhere, and they were living here, and they said, girls in America just suck. They do not ask out anybody. They don't make that first approach. But in like Europe, parts of Europe, they will come up to you and buy you a drink. Mm. They'll be that forward.
That's a turn on.
Yeah.
That's if a girl hits on me, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on here? You know what I'm saying? This is.
Sure. Looking at you.
Well, if you get a drink bought for you,
it's true. Shit.
Shit. All right. So we're back to me.
Oh, whoa. Hold on. Before we get them, it's the time is now 9:50 Eastern Standard Time.
We're going to go for whole 10:30.
I know, but we've got two mobs to call before it gets 10 o'clock. No, we should call them now.
Where's all the callers, too?
Yeah, where are the callers? 646-915-9228. Call us up.
You're sitting there.
You've heard two callers already. Piece of cake. Just call up and let us know what's going on.
Here, we'll give that number to you again.
Go ahead.
Let you get a pen. It's 646-915-9228. You like that, right? I should do voiceovers.
Do it again. No, you shouldn't. But do it again.
I can't.
Come on.
6-4
You're having a hard time over there.
646-915-9228.
Your nostrils flare so hard.
I know. That's why I quit music theater, because my nostrils flare. Like, I saw a video
that's
of
not
me
the
singing.
Only reason.
Well, it's not the only reason, but it's a big reason that I quit music theater.
Sense of pride.
You son of a bitch. All right, whose mom are we calling? We're doing the mom roulette. You got a caller?
Caller, you're on the air.
What's up, guys?
What's going on? Who is this? Who is it?
Tim Dunn.
What's happening, buddy?
Not much. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Did you call your mom today?
I did. She didn't answer the call.
Oh.
Tim Dunn, did
that
you?
That hurts.
Did you get her flowers?
No, I don't think flowers are cards either.
See? You know, it's commercialized.
It's commercialized. You don't think a mom deserves something one day a year?
She was visiting my brother with my niece and nephew all day. So she
neglected you.
She neglected me. Exactly.
Oh, that's tough. I'm sorry, buddy.
So, Tim Dunn, I was going to ask the reason for your call, unless you had a reason for calling, but do you want a CD? Because we're giving out signed CDs for callers.
Just for calling in?
Calling because I want a CD.
What CD?
I just want to hear, like, if you got a good mom's embarrassing story. Has your mom ever embarrassed you to the point where you just wanted to sink in your chair and under the table?
Awkward moment for both of us. Probably I embarrassed her, and then she embarrassed me. I was 10 years old, and my grandparents live in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh. So we drive from Chicago to Pittsburgh every Christmas to visit the fam after Christmas. And we drive through the night sometimes, one big shot, all the kids, and bring our pillows and sleeping bags and all stuff. We get to my grandma's house, and it'd be the middle of the night. They kind of dump all of our stuff into my grandma's room where my parents would sleep. And my grandma would sleep in one of the guest rooms. And I guess I was downstairs, maybe 10 years old, watching TV with my cousin, decided to go to bed. Couldn't find my pillow in my suitcase. I went to my grandma's room.
Oh, no.
To get it. And my parents were having some alone time.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
I didn't turn the light on, and I kind of walked in and crept in because I figured they were asleep. And I was already on the other side of the room.
Oh, no.
Before I realized what was going on, and I like hit the deck. I like fell to the ground.
Oh, the ground. No. Did you stay there?
And I tried to like army crawl my way out.
That's awful.
I hit some of my grandma's tchotchkes, and shit made noises. My
Christmas
phone screamed, "Who's there?
Oh, no.
That's awful.
I crawled on my hands and knees to the door of my grandma's room and said, I can't find my pillow. I ran out of the room, and I ran and I laid face down on the floor of my cousin's room where I was sleeping.
Going, no, it didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen.
I was willing myself to die, willing the house to collapse on me.
Wow.
And my mom came in and stood there with my pillow in her hand and said, Tim, here's your pillow. And I didn't move, and she started laughing.
Oh, jeez.
That's hilarious.
Now,
here's your pillow.
Ugh.
Maybe like get up, walk across the room, and like get the pillow.
Jeez,
she didn't try to explain anything.
I mean, what is there to explain?
You just be like,
I was boning your dad.
Were you at the age where you're like, oh my god, daddy's hurting mommy?
No, I knew what was going on. I was old enough. I was probably too old.
Ugh.
It was terrible. She stood there in the doorway for what felt like 3 hours, just staring at me. I could feel her staring at me. I laid face down on the floor.
So
oh,
awkward.
Gosh. Now, Tim, I have a question for you, because this is what I'm going to ask our studio audience. Have you ever seen, besides that point, have you ever seen your mom or a relative naked? And how did it make you feel?
On Mother's Day? Really?
No, I don't think I have, no.
Never.
And the good news was,
I feel like you have.
The room was pitch. I never even saw them naked. They were under a blanket or the lights were off or whatever it was. I didn't like it.
Tim, I'm gonna ask you an awkward question. Was it like rough sex, or was it like nice and soft?
Come on, all right, come on, that's enough.
I think it was like you're they were having sex in my grandma's fucking bed.
So they're trying to be as
jeez.
Like, there's a ton of people in my grandma. She has this big old house. There's a million. So I think they were trying to be quiet.
Nice and quiet.
Lots of places to have sex.
Intimate. They didn't hear the door open.
I snuck in. Like it was pitch black, and I really like snuck in. I was like trying not to wake anyone up because it's this big old creaky house. And I guess it was terrifying.
They were trying to have a nice quiet sex at Christmas.
There's nothing hotter than quiet sex. There's nothing hotter.
Now, Tim Dunn, you've been a guest on the Dave and Giggles show before.
Gayest show ever.
Gayest show ever. I want you to come back on and redeem yourself. I think we need you to come back on and have another show. Another, you know, because I think now, like, steam is building.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things, you know, we need to expand our audience.
Yeah, Tim, you're always welcome back. Anytime you want to come back, you can sit in anytime.
Right on.
D sounds excited.
Yeah. All right, Tim, thanks for calling. Sweet. All right, thanks for calling. Keep it. We'll be on for another half hour, so hang out and relax.
Is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah, is there anything you want to plug? You have any shows coming up?
No.
So the answer is no. No plugging today from Tim Dunn, but we love you, Tim.
Well, there's going to be some plugging.
Astoria drinking.
There you go.
Nice. Come over.
That's what we're doing in the studio.
It's true.
All right, Tim. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Later, guys.
Later. Oh, so there's the question. Have you ever walked in on your parents?
Having sex? I don't think
I
no.
I see a shake, a nod
you
from
did.
M's McGee. Plan B. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Well, let's hear the story.
You know, I mean, it's pretty standard, you know, walking
well,
in on your
how about
parents.
We call the mom
story,
before we...
No.
No, you want to talk about that?
God, no. Well, maybe.
Did she know?
Yeah. Cause I used to.
This is fodder for when we call her.
I used to have nightmares and I would get scared. And we had a big old creaky house, so I would go upstairs to my parents' room in the middle of the night.
Big old creaky house because they were having sex all the time.
Shaking.
Jeez, they do it rough at the Plan B house.
Oh, the McGee household, man. It's. Well, I would go up and crawl into bed with my mom until, I don't know, probably like
you got a
too
dick in
old.
Your butt.
Like,
that's my dick.
Okay. Whoa! Whoa, buddy.
We have officially crossed the line.
Yeah, we have.
Show.
Yeah, we have.
But, you know, one of those times I walked in and there was just, you know,
a big
rumpus. Mound of blanket.
Big mound of parent.
A big mound of one parent.
Who?
Ugh. We got a little something from Margaret Grin Cadella. She says she's loving the show tonight.
That's
Mags.
That's Mags.
So Mags, give us a call. We're here for you. We're gonna do this real quick though.
What Mags are we doing?
Is a mom.
We calling your mom. We calling your mom.
Let's call your mom.
I've called my mom.
Wow.
Yes.
You better get ready.
Is
don't
this
everybody.
My mom?
Dave's never going to call his mom.
This is your mom.
No, it's your mom. It's totally your mom.
It's all right. Like 10 o'clock at night.
Shh, wake that shit up.
Hi, this is Margaret.
Oh!
Oh! probably at the voice. That's all right.
I didn't
That's
warn
right.
her or anything.
It's okay.
She's probably watching CSI. Right.
Sure.
Something.
Your mom.
Well, let's. I want to hear first the sex walking in on the
no,
mom.
No, that was it. I'm not talking about
right
that
now,
anymore.
Call in 646-915-9228 if you think Dave is afraid to call his mom. I think you're afraid.
She's sleeping.
What? We could have called her at 9 when we started
we'll call,
the show.
We'll call her in a couple minutes. We'll call her.
Really? Did you prep your mom? Was,
yeah, I did not prep my mom. Like
yeah,
you
it's
did.
A little scary
the funny
to call
thing
your
is
mom
that you called your mom. You prepped her.
That's what you're supposed to do.
She still couldn't have thought of something
she
that she
still
was
had
proud
no,
of you for.
It's called producer.
She had no proud of you moments.
That's what
no
the sad thing is.
You're not even going to call your mom.
So
she's
right.
not even proud of you.
No, she's not at all. I wouldn't be proud of me either. So anyway,
not with that haircut.
Not with this. Look at that haircut. Anyway, so next weekend, I don't know if I'll be able to get back in time for the show because I'm going to Boston for the I'm the Godfather.
Why am I never invited to Boston?
You want to come with me?
Yeah.
You want to be my date?
Sunday. Well, we have a wedding to go to.
Yeah, we do.
There it is. All right. So maybe we'll do a best of next weekend. Maybe this weekend we'll get together again, do a show during the week and rebroadcast it on Sunday.
But on anyway, air production meeting.
On air production meeting. So I'm going up to visit my friend John, who had the baby. I'm the Godfather.
Freaking
blah,
ugly.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, ugly baby.
You're terrible. Anyway, so back in the day, like me and John were like really best friends, and to the point where a lot of people thought we were gay because we'd always hang out together.
Totally.
So one day we were we used to fuck with his mom so hard, and like to the point where we would come in and we would put shaving cream in her hand and we'd tickle her hand, and then she would like tickle her face, so she'd smack her face. We used to like just fuck with her while
she was
took
sleeping?
Naps.
Oh, okay.
She used to take a lot of naps for some reason. But anyway, so one day we went in there to fuck with his mom, and we didn't know her. His dad was home, and we see his dad mounting his mom.
Oh god,
it was terrible. We ran out of the room as fast as we could. The next time we talked about it, we were about 26 years old. We did not talk about it at all until we were like 10 years later.
But don't you think that's a testament to marriage? Is like you can have kids who are like 12, 13, 15 and still be boning? That's great. You know,
boning.
Like,
jeez.
Why not, man? Like, you love this person? Freaking bone them until they're 80. I still ask that of my friends, like, you know, the friends who parents are still together. It's like, well, do you parents still have sex? And like, oh, I don't even want to think
why
about that.
Why the hell do you ask people that?
Because I want to know. I was like, when I'm 60, like, am I going to want to still have sex?
So is your mom dating?
No.
No.
No,
so
she's busy. She's busy.
What is
she works.
Busy doing?
She works like 50 hours a week. She's got a new job. She's teaching computers and training. Yeah. I'm not even going to get
call her. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Max.
Hey.
There she
Max.
Is. There she happening. Is.
What's going on, Max?
Not much. Just listening in for my nice relaxing Mother's Day evening.
I love
nice.
It.
You guys bash on moms and other assorted.
Oh.
Bashing on giggles.
So, Mags, you are a mom three times now. You have had three kids. Three
starting
kids.
Smelling here.
Two boys and a girl.
Yes, that's true.
And it's my mom had two girls and then a guy. So, were you waiting?
Oh, really?
Were you trying for, I'm not going to get too personal here, but did you always want a girl? Like, did you have the first two and you're like, I love these kids, but damn, I want a girl.
A girl, but that's not why we decided to have a third child. I was actually kind of surprised that it was a girl.
See, I was a surprise. Well, no, I wasn't a surprise. Never mind. I won't get into that. Okay, so you have the third girl.
Three girls.
Third kid.
Third kid, sorry. And do the two older brothers, are they jealous or are they're happy they have a baby sister?
Oh, no, they treat her like a princess. They spoil her rotten.
It is so cute. Really.
How old are they?
Eight and six.
All right, so the 8-year old, does the 8-year old come and sleep with you at night like Plan B did at a really old age? Jesus, that was a laugh and a half.
I think I was way older than 8. Oh, I'm like 15.
So does the 8-year old come in and sleep with you guys?
Infrequently. He's a very anxious and nervous child, so it's usually difficulty falling asleep, not staying.
So okay. Has it ever been a point where you guys wanted to be intimate and the kid would come in?
Yes.
How do you deal with that?
For you.
How do you deal with that?
Well, let me tell you, the mood goes away like almost instantaneously.
I bet. So is it his mood? Like, is it your mood or is it his mood? Does it like he just go flaccid all of a sudden, or is it like you just being like, you know what, honey, I'm just not there anymore.
Well, I'll give you the whole story. Our bedroom door has double doors, and my husband locked the doors together. But if you push hard enough on the doors, they just swing open.
Jesus,
story of my life.
Terrible story of my life.
What?
Though the door was locked, my middle son, he shook the door a couple of times until it burst open.
Ugh.
Mid coitus.
Was anybody ready to go, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so he burst in.
She's ignoring it. I love it.
She understood.
I thought the door was coming open. I thought it was coming open. But my husband, he was like, no, I locked it.
just let me finish. Just let me finish.
Come on, I'm upset.
He's fully confident in the door's ability to stay closed.
Ugh.
And so
his first mistake
comes in. I burst through the door. I'm already covering up. I had a blanket in hand, and I covered up pretty quickly. My husband, not so lucky. At which point, my son just
sounds,
he's like, Daddy, put some clothes on.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, but like during the day, like in the morning, do you guys, like when you come out of the shower, do you just walk around the house naked or anything? Or do you, is that like taboo?
No. Now that my older son's 8 and he has like a sense of modesty.
A sense of boner.
You know, appeared in the past 2 years.
So what's the age limit? What's the age limit where you can walk around the house naked and it doesn't really matter?
My younger son is about the same age as my older one was when he developed a sense of modesty, but my younger son has none.
Mm.
He has no concept of people being naked or him being naked at the top of the stairs while the front door's open and the neighbors are outside.
Oh, loves it.
Listen,
he has no concept of that.
Max, all right, I've been there before. When my sister had friends over, I would run through the house naked and swing my,
well,
my Johnson
you,
all over.
In the McGee household, we had Naked Sunday, and that was my idea.
When you were like 18?
Well, my sister was probably like 12.
Wow.
And I was like 8, and my brother was like 4, and we would have Naked Sunday, where Sunday, you didn't wear clothes.
That's creepy, kid.
Yeah, we were all naked. It was sweet.
So your dad was just like, totally, I'm out there, I don't give a fuck.
No, not my parents.
It was your idea.
Just the kids.
The kids?
Yeah, just
you
me
guys
and my
came up
sister.
With this all by yourself?
Yeah, we were just...
Your brother are like 4 years apart. So how old were you? Like 8 and he was 4?
Yeah. Maybe I was younger.
This brings me to this
Whose
topic.
Idea is this? Your
it
uncle's?
It was my idea.
Your uncle's?
Yeah, it was creepy Uncle Chester, actually.
Damn Chester.
It was Chester the molester.
Well, here's my thing. Being naked...
Let her go.
What? No. Go, Max.
Go, Max.
There has also been an incident where my husband and I were having sex in which Emily...
Oh, yeah. I walked in on them.
Oh, no.
What?
That's true.
I did not know this. She told me several years later, but I did not know at the time. So she was very sneaky about opening the door and then closing it again once she realized what was happening.
Opening the door, filming a little bit, flicking the bead, and stepping out.
More awkward than seeing your parents have sex. How strange is that?
Like seeing your best friend.
Your friends.
Oh. Yeah.
You should have just been like, room for one more?
Hey. No, I just saw PJ, her husband, I just saw his butt, his ass.
How'd it look?
You know, it's
very
nice.
Hairy. So
yeah, it's really hairy.
Hairy.
Don't
make him a bad
cute.
Person.
Her
don't make him a bad
cute.
Person.
That's true. All right.
Hairy, but cute.
So, Mags, I mean, here's my
hairy,
thing. Here's my
cute.
Point. It just feels good to be naked. When you're a kid
sure.
and it's okay,
and
you
adult.
Just want to be adult. I still like getting
sure.
naked. I don't think I get naked
I
enough.
I love being naked. I mean, I have serious issues.
So
yeah,
hot.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Confirm this, that I have difficulty getting out of the shower than getting dressed.
She will not.
And I would much rather hang out.
She'll stay in a towel or a robe
for as long as humanly possible.
Hours.
So do you guys are used to ever hang out naked?
No, we get changed.
Shake
we'll get
your head.
Changed.
That's good for radio.
We'll get yeah, sure. We'll get changed in the same room or whatever, but...
That sounds so hot.
Yeah.
It's
hot to guys, but not to girls.
Yeah.
Clothing of some sort generally is.
I think we've broken down recently. I mean, I don't really care.
Mm. You don't care. You're getting to the point.
Mag certainly doesn't care. She's...
You kidding? I gave times. I had a room full of people seeing all sorts of
cheering you on go Mags.
I know. I don't think I could be in there.
All right, Mags, this is my question. You've given birth 3 times.
Three
times. I've been watching, because it's on Netflix, instant demand, baby movies. Things about, like, you know, the birthing. And, you know,
you are something else.
Just relax. Just relax. I've been watching. It's being born in America, the business of being born. Can I ask you, and you don't have to answer, this is too personal.
What's her name?
Vaginal or C-section?
All three of mine were vaginal.
Really? Now, did it feel better? was there ever a pressure for you to have a C-section because it was, you know, more apt to the doctor's schedule, or did you want to have them vaginally? And if so, did it hurt like hell? Tell me about it, because this is my respect for women.
Depends on the child.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was at a baby shower yesterday and having this discussion about the whole desire for people with natural childbirth. Now, I gave birth to my middle son, also my largest, with an enormous head.
Ooh.
What was his weight?
Like, not so much as an aspirin.
Ooh.
No narcotics, no pain medicine.
Really?
Nothing.
Mag's going strong.
Let me tell you, any soon-to-be or want-to-be mothers in the future, don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero.
You have created a person, regardless of whether or not you fell asleep in the middle of it or not.
Oh, ouch. But I heard the epidural, that shit goes into the baby's spine, too. I mean, that's like some heavy drugs that are going into that baby. I could be wrong. You know, I only get my information from Netflix, so I don't know everything. I'm not a doctor.
Videos you're watching.
I did not have an epidural because the thought of them putting a needle in my spine.
That's even worse. I agree.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I couldn't handle that. I did, however, take heavy narcotics. I believe they gave me horse tranquilizers, which is nice because I wanted to sleep through the birth of my first.
They're waking you up to be like, you got to push, kid.
All right. Now, Max, speaking of horse tranquilizers.
Like, you're going to have to open your eyes for this. And I was like, no, I'm not going to. So, you know, when you're in labor, you can make all sorts of kinds of crazy demands, and people just have to kind of go with it.
Can I ask if you pooped while you were giving birth? Because I hear there's a lot of, like, you just poop.
You know what? That Netflix. Was my biggest fear, my first one. So I did not with the first or the third, but with the second one. The second birth was the most
was
dramatic.
The poop baby.
But it's cool. Like, nobody's surprised that you just, like, laid a turd out. You're like, what? I'm fucking giving birth. It's okay. I could lay a turd out.
No, they didn't even say anything. They just cleaned it away right away. And
nice. Wow.
So they had a baby and a food baby.
A human and a food baby.
But you know what? It's okay because he also pooed during delivery. So.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, everybody poops.
Mom and dad are just alike. Or mom and
mom
kid.
And son.
Everybody poops.
Everybody poops.
All right, Mags, you have a CD on its way. It's in the mail. I don't know.
This kid's the worst.
Yeah, I was going to call in for a CD, but I know that it's a lie.
Oh. It's totally a lie.
It's on its way.
He's the worst. I give him one thing to do.
Well, and he said, McGee, you didn't give me the address. I gave you the address. I have the text to prove it.
I will mail it out tomorrow.
Okay, wait, no fighting.
No fighting on this show. We don't fight on this show.
This was like an in-depth Mother's Day
exclusive. It's good.
It is. It was right. Mother's Day. So one more thing, Maggie. Did you have any really embarrassing mom stories? Like one that, like, when you were a teenager, when you hated your mom, apparently all women do. So did you have anything that really set you off and was like, oh, my God, I'm going to crawl under the table?
I can't remember anything necessarily that my mom did that was, like, super humiliating.
Or you.
So or did you embarrass your mom?
Stories of me totally humiliating her.
Let's hear it. Let's hear one.
My mom and McGee's mom actually have a disagreement over who was the loudest child ever.
Oh, yeah.
They each think that their own child is the loudest child that's ever existed.
I'm so proud.
I think it's my middle child, but...
Yeah.
The poop kid.
The
poop
kid. I was very loud. I was a very, very loud child and curious and had no tact.
And
like
poopy.
Like most children.
Mm-hmm.
So, way back when, in the 80s, when we were kids, I was standing in line at the grocery store behind a man with a long ponytail.
Chester Molester.
At the top of my lungs, asked my mom if it was a man or a woman.
Oh, Jesus.
In earshot, I basically shouted it in their face.
It's his fault. He's got the ponytail.
It truly is.
She wanted to die, essentially.
Poor lady.
Oh, Megs.
That's
my son has done the same thing to me. So,
it just comes back and gets you.
It really does. It's karma's a bitch.
Yeah. So is that true? Like everything your mom said, one day you're going to have someone just like you and it's just going to be awful?
I'm pretty sure that my kids are pretty good.
Good.
Retribution from my mom. I mean, obviously, none of them have hit teenage years or anything horrible yet.
They're close.
I'm scared. Yeah. Mm.
You even, all are. I'm amped up. Scared. You want to have a kid now?
Yeah, I was telling the Mags what Jenny did to me in my clock.
Yeah.
My vagina clock.
Here's my thing that I've been telling all these chicks that are like 31. I was like, you should have been selling eggs. You know, like 8 to 10 grand for an egg. If you're not going to have a kid, or if you're going to have a kid, you freeze it or you sell it.
I think that's asking a lot, though. Like, sperm
it's painful.
Is like,
it's painful.
Sperm
I've heard
is
it's
one
painful.
Thing. You know, just like you just beat off into a cup and then there you go. You get $20. But eggs,
if
they got to go inside you. They got to take it out.
I wouldn't want a kid out there that was made from my stuff that I wasn't there
but
with.
You wouldn't but want 8 grand?
But don't you think that's interesting?
Well,
that you,
I actually
go ahead.
I have a friend who donated eggs and it was apparently horrific. Like it
sounds
like you
it.
Said, it's pretty invasive and it's apparently incredibly painful. Oof. Whereas you guys jerking off into a cup is really no big deal.
Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes.
Do that for fun.
Giggles, it's painful for giggles.
Anyway, don't you?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Many times.
I find it like showering. You have to do it.
Just cleaning out the pipes.
But I find it interesting. Like Plan B was just saying that women don't want, you know, like someone that's theirs out there. That motherly instinct is like, if it's mine, I want to take care of it. A guy, you know, like if this were a really man's world,
the walls would be pregnant.
No. That's for you, yes, and the bed. And
why was I taking a gulp of Miller Lite when you said that?
But if it were up to the guy, there would be hundreds of kids of all he wanted, but he wouldn't talk to them until they were 18. You know, like we just wouldn't care. Yeah, sure, I have kids all over the place. But women have this motherly instinct where they have to take care of their own.
I think that's a generalization. I think it's just
well,
you.
I don't
I think
know that
wrong.
Donating my egg would be too big a deal, but carrying a baby
And giving it up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot, like, you know, when you're pregnant, there's a lot of stuff happening. I mean, like, you can feel it moving.
Mm.
So you
it's
feel
like,
the...
You know, I mean, from Alien, you can see feet, like, pushing out of your belly.
That's
and, like,
creepy.
Rolling around.
I listened on headphones to Mags' stomach with her first
How'd
son.
How'd that sound?
Fantastic.
Would you plug it into her belly button?
Yeah, I did. It was crazy.
I just don't understand what she's saying there.
No, well, she had some sort of machine where they, well, I don't know what it was.
Some
kind of
audio sonogram thing?
Yeah. And I listened and I like...
Well, it was like an electronic stethoscope.
Yeah. This is kind of creeping me out.
On your belly and you can hear the heartbeat.
Well, my best friend was pregnant. I, you know, she was like, well, I was creeped out. She was like, do you want to listen to it?
No.
All right. Here's a question: sex while pregnant, because this is a topic a lot of you know guys.
I think we need to bring Mags in studio because we're not letting her go.
She's good.
Well, she's the only one who's been pregnant out of all of us. So there we go.
Are you sure about that?
Well, Giggles is about to have a kid. Like I think he wants one. You could see he wants to. I'm gonna throw air quotes up there again. Provide.
Yeah. He does.
I'm ready.
Your fupa's looking a little.
You
know,
an egg, and you'll be all set.
There you go. So, Mags, sex while pregnant.
Yep.
Good thing, bad thing.
Depends on what part of the pregnancy.
All right, we're talking like you're 8 months in, and he's begging for it.
Phil Collins is apparently what this moment is calling for.
8 months?
Yeah, I'm talking like first. A semester, second semester,
Not
third semester, trimesters, first semester of school, second semester, trimester, the third trimester. We're talking like the when you're down to the nitty gritty. Is it just pretty much like pity head at that point?
Well, it gets kind of complicated, you know, logistically. You know, there's kind of a very large protrusion in the way. You know, you can't really like lie on top.
See, this is what we need
really
to know,
lay
though.
Down on top of someone.
Are they going to crush the baby?
That's kind of fun, though.
Getting a little creative.
If you have a lot of sex, it can stimulate hormones and contractions and, you know.
So hot.
Send you into labor. So, I mean, like, as I passed my due date, well, then I was like, yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, they have certain types of, certain people want to have babies, like orgasm births. Where they're having
hot.
An orgasm while the baby comes out and it's supposed to
I don't think
do
that
great
happens.
Things.
That's
yes,
gotta,
of course it does.
We got someone no.
Orgasmic
see, no.
birth.
In labor, there's only really one thing that I Google want
it.
There, and that's the baby.
Yeah.
Just
no,
get
but
it out
I'm
of me.
Saying some people do that.
Yeah,
Google it.
I think
they're Scientologists.
Oh my God, you're in labor? Let's have sex.
Wait, what'd you say?
I don't know if it's sex, but they
Did
masturbate
Did you say you
wanted
to have sex with your neighbor?
No, I said
No, she's in labor.
Oh, labor.
Oh, labor.
Her neighbor.
I had to turn off the Phil Collins for this.
All right, Mags. I think you you definitely did well. You have taught us so much about pregnancy and sex during pregnancy.
I think I've been much more successful at sex than any of you guys have.
It's true.
This is very true. This is very true.
We now know which semester we can have sex in.
I've had sex successfully.
Yes, you have.
She's the most fertile person ever.
Well, there are people who like those Christians.
I'm monopolizing
crazy.
The radio show. This
isn't fair. You're our only caller, so it's fine.
Not 100%.
So now, are you cut? Here's my question. Last question before we let you go. Is three it? Okay. Did you get your tubes tied? Did he get his vasectomy? What's going on? You going to get another one? The fourth? Tough question.
Tough question.
Hot topics.
The problem with the fourth would be I'd need a larger car.
I thought you were going to say something
it's always
else.
About the car.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I'd need a larger car.
Everything else is.
My husband for the vasectomy, but obviously, as you guys can imagine, he's a little resistant.
I believe it.
The apocalypse, you know, you never know.
Wanting to smell cauterized testicle flesh or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
That's a little harsh, Mags. That was a little harsh.
She's good. She's good. Cauterized testicle flesh.
That was harsh. Okay.
It's a good band name.
Testicle flesh.
Testicle
good punk.
Barriers are.
Oh
yeah,
my
it's a good punk name.
Jeez.
All right, Mags, thank you for calling. We will send that. I'm going to get this kid to send you that CD, so no worries. Everything is coming on its way.
All right, great.
All right. Thanks,
bye,
Mags.
Bye.
She has two CDs coming to her.
She's
now.
Good. She's
send
good.
Send it to.
Because she just took up about 20 minutes of air. That,
she did
you know,
good. She did good.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Yeah. We love Mags.
Good show.
You and your 90s music.
Really good show. I love the 90s.
I know you do.
I really love the 90s. All right. So it's En Vogue.
Oh, En Vogue.
Get it right. Get it right. I wanted to talk about it, but I don't think we got time because we were talking about Osama before and
that's
the whole
true.
Death thing. But on the way
pregnant
home
chicks
today,
having
I know,
sex
pregnant
is so
chicks
much
and moms, you know, all this stuff. One thing that the kind of like on the way home, I was driving home alone from my cousin's house up in Poughkeepsie. It's a long ride, and halfway down, I got on the Taconic, and I come up over this hill, and there were fire trucks galore. You know, there's tons of them, and I'm passing by. Everyone's slowing down, of course, and that's going to be my point. But there was this car wrapped around a tree, like just wrapped around a tree and crumpled.
I'm sorry, the En Vogue.
It's just
has
it doesn't
stop.
Work.
I'll turn it down.
Or
sorry,
something.
Sorry, so wrapped around a tree.
It was just serious. Wrapped around a tree, and it was just like that whole, like, you know, it's like that train wreck thing where everyone has to slow down, and everyone has to look at the thing. Everyone has to get a look. And I think that's what really was this whole week as far as, like, Osama and, like, the idea of, like, this guy is dead. Let's just see it. Let's just relax on it. Let's just jam on it, you know, and just, like, live this moment of, like, death and, like, awesomeness and glory and everything that this horrible media has brought to us.
Yeah.
And so Obama officially said he's not releasing it.
Yeah. But they'll release videos that they found in the compound. That's
what
I know.
But I mean, it's still not gruesome. Did you see there were two pictures that were released of his like associates?
How many? There's been a 500,000 associates.
But in the building that got killed.
Or do you know it's that building? I'm not going to be conspiracy theory.
You are
conspiracy
theorist.
There could be. They've killed thousands of them.
What's the benefit?
There's been thousands.
But in the building, they swooped in and they killed all these people. But I mean, it wasn't that many people because there weren't that many in there. But the two that they did release pictures of, it's so gruesome.
Yeah,
it's just like them lying in just a massive amount of blood, riddled with bullets.
Absolutely gone.
I mean, I want to feel good about it, but I'm like. Trillions of dollars, thousands of lives, and a shit ton of pain and grief for this dude. You know, like, there had to be a better way.
Better way.
There had to be. There's always a better way.
You think we should have kept him alive?
No, I'm just saying, like, we're smarter than this. It shouldn't have taken 10 years. It shouldn't have taken trillions of dollars. It shouldn't have taken thousands of lives. You know?
Thousands. Thousands.
For this dude, fuck this guy.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he kind of fucked us, though.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, well.
Just, you know what? Just enjoy the moment,
face.
Giggles.
Sorry. I'd rather talk about pregnant chicks having sex.
Sure.
Yeah, it seems
all right,
like
so this one is going to go out to. I think we could honestly say, due to the day, every mom out there.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Mom's, I mean.
It's Mom's Day, you know? Give it to them.
Seriously.
As you think a Mom's Day is a hoax, a sham.
I don't think it's a hoax.
Hallmark Day.
No, I
think they deserve one day a year.
I appreciate my mom every day of the year. What? No, I'm serious.
But you send her flowers. I don't send. Well, you're not even on Mother's Day. You send her flowers.
It's rough. It's rough. All right, good show.
Really good show. Ems McGee, we want to thank you for coming on the show.
Do you have anything to plug? Are you going back out on the circus?
No, I'm going to Williamstown Theater Festival, Tony Award-winning Theater Festival this summer.
Tony Award-winning.
We'll see. We'll see.
How much are you getting paid for that?
I'm getting paid nothing. I'm actually paying them.
Shit.
Fuck my life.
It's like clown school. You got to pay to go to clown school.
I should just go back to the circus.
Seriously. All right, so Johnny C., new apartment.
Yeah.
What else?
40 listeners tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Good show.
Good show, yeah. So there you go.
And two callers.
And then we called his mom.
And we didn't call your mom.
Nope.
Why not?
We're going to call her next.
Because my mom thinks this is an X-rated show.
She thinks this is a joke. She thinks you're a joke.
She thinks I'm a joke. Well.
Your hair's a joke.
You love my hair.
I love your hair.
I do miss the longer hair.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a good bob. It's like a bob cut.
It's a bob cut. Though, you know?
I'm going to ask you this, though. Have you missed me this week?
A lot.
A lot.
You know he has.
It's a lot.
Not having my phone. You can't call me.
Hey, you think I can keep this up for another week? This audio gear setup?
Oh, man.
Let's throw it over to Mrs.
She's shaking her head no.
I'm thinking I have to take it down.
She should.
It was nice, though, right?
It was. All right, boys and girls.
Good show. Next week,
best of. We're going to do a show for you this week. This week, we're going to get together.
Wednesday, Greg Wiener.
Wednesday, Greg Wiener's coming in.
Coming in.
We've had on the show before. Great guy.
Greg, great guy. I'm taking photos of him. We're going to get him in on studio.
Yep.
And we're going to do
a
show.
Good man. All right. So Wednesday we'll do a show. It'll probably be live. So tune in, call up. But then we'll replay it on Sunday for you guys.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we love
on air production.
On air production.
Christos, remote producer. We want to thank him. You know,
he did send us a whole bunch of stuff. I don't think we got to one of them.
No.
But we still love you, Christos.
Good guy.
Good. We love you.
All Ryan Airy.
Ryan Airy. We don't love you as much.
No.
Nope.
All right. So there it is. Give me a pound around the table. Good show.
That's not
good
bad, show. Right?
All right.
We'll talk about this after the
All right. Good show, guys. Good night. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy Mother's
Day. Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly doo.